America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. George Bush says the United States does not have full control of its border and needs dramatic improvements in manpower and technology to stop illegal immigration. In his speech tonight on national radio and television on immigration, Bush says he'll order 6,000 members of the National Guard to patrol the U.S.-Mexico border. The Guard forces sent there will not have law enforcement responsibilities or powers. They'll act in a supportive role. While calling for tougher enforcement of the border, Bush also supported a guest worker program but said he opposed amnesty. Many lawmakers oppose amnesty as well. Many others, though, express concern about overextending a National Guard force already tied up in Iraq. Mexico's President Vicente Fox called Bush yesterday to express his concerns about that idea. And T.J. Bonner of the Union for Border Patrol Agents is not happy with the Bush plan. He says it's basically a political move designed to make up for past inaction.
The president is trying to appease the critics, and these people have every right to be critical of his non-enforcement policy.
Union leader T.J. Bonner does support hiring more Border Patrol agents, though. Saddam Hussein's trial will be resuming tomorrow. A defiant Saddam refused to enter a plea after a judge read formal charges against him today. Saddam again declaring he's still the president of Iraq. The judge entered a not guilty plea on Saddam's behalf. The judge formally charged Saddam with crimes against humanity, including torture of women and children, murder, and the illegal arrest of 399 people in a crackdown against Shiites back in the 1980s. The defense started presenting its case after the charges against Saddam were read. The trial has already lasted almost 7 months, but some observers expect things will speed up with maybe 3 sessions per week. A jury in Maryland today heard about the last of the Washington area sniper shootings. A police officer testifying, the victim described the attack in his final words, the bus driver saying the shot came from the woods. John Muhammad representing himself in his trial for 6 killings in Maryland. He's already sentenced to death for murder in Virginia. The Supreme Court will not consider a case involving the rights of a gay parent, the High Court refusing to stop a lesbian seeking parental rights to a child she helped raise with her former partner. The justices could have used the case to clarify child custody disputes, but they declined without comment to consider the ruling in Washington State. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Launching the most technologically advanced border security initiative in American history. We will construct high-tech fences in urban corridors and build new patrol roads and barriers in rural areas.
Yeah, and we got other things planned for you too, Booby. Jesus. Hey, Truth Seekers, welcome to the program. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Aramaker Radio. Before we get really into it, I want to say just a welcome to our Arkansas Bureau Chief. Her name is Joyce, and she has been listening to my program since I was in Chicago 9 years ago by any means available. And for Mother's Day, Kathy, her daughter, bought her an XM satellite radio, so now she's getting us straight ahead.
Can I just say something briefly about Mother's Day? I just wanted to thank all the listeners out there who sent me email and e-cards and e-greetings and e-this and e-pictures about my second Mother's Day. So thank you so much.
That was sweet. We appreciate it. All right. I guess you all watched the latest demonstration of advanced schizophrenia from the Guacamoron tonight, right? One moment he is favoring a guest worker program and relatively lax immigration policy in order to satisfy his corporate backers. The next moment he's following Operation Appease My Rabid Right Wing Base and Improve My Sagging Approval Numbers and wanting to militarize the border, which is it, and actually, who cares? This whole shtick tonight is contingent on the Congress approving the funds. Well, now, the last time Bush talked big about this, which was a couple of years ago, it was to the tune of 10,000, I believe, 10,000 new Border Patrol operative. Border Patrolmen. Come on, Mike. Patrolmen or patrolwomen. And when he went to sign the legislation, he said, well, no, I changed my mind. We can't afford this. So he authorized 210. So, you know, the point I'm trying to make, we've been down this road before. Okay, this is nonsense. This is another non-issue. This has nothing to do with reality whatsoever. The only place it intersects with reality is the fact that Kellogg Brown and Root, Dick Cheney's company, is building or refurbishing detention centers for immigrants who are detained. Okay. Now, it is clear that there's not enough National Guard available to fight the oil wars for this sick bastard and patrol our southern border. They're going to put them in Canada? No, I guess not. So, obviously, another red herring or whatever to get our minds off the illegal wiretapping and the fact that Karl Rove has been indicted. And mainstream media just at this point refuses to report it. This just cracks me up. Karl Rove tonight, as we speak, is under indictment. But the only way you know that is if you read Rob Call over at Op-Ed News or Jason Leopold at Truth Out. So this was this little bit tonight, this little broadcast tonight, which is horse snot. It has nothing to do with anything real. It's not going to happen, first of all. Unless the nutballs in the U.S. Congress, God, what am I saying, realize that they, we've got our re-election issue right here. We're going to protect the homeland from all these Mexicans. Woo! The money's not there. We'll see what happens. But this is a diversion to take us away from things that are seriously, seriously wrong and things that are going seriously, seriously off kilter. Everything is spinning out of control. It just doesn't stop, does it? It's also a way of hiding Cheney's further treasonous acts. And like I mentioned, Halliburton has the nearly $500 million contract for a series of detention centers for these undocumented workers. How much money does this bionic bastard need? How much money do these people need? They have stolen billions of dollars. How much do they need? Do they think they're going to live long enough to spend it all? Actuarial tables say that's impossible. Cheney can't live to be 906. Bush can't live to be 803. Well, wait a second. What am I saying? Cheney's a vampire. He's already been around that long. Now, this new scam is, I doubt if it's going to win Bunny Pants any friends in the National Guard, the various state National Guards. These were, I'm not trying to be critical here, these were weekend warriors, literally weekend warriors. These were guys and gals who joined the National Guard over the years because it was a way to serve one's country and be available for national disasters and pick up a few bucks. Hence the name weekend warriors. There's nothing wrong with that term, nothing. But now they're fighting and dying in Iraq. What are they supposed to do now? Come home and spend time in our deserts? And apparently, the Bush crime family and these filthy, sick, religious, fascistic Republicans have now completely written off the Hispanic vote in this country. There was a time a couple of years ago when they were, oh, yeah, well, you know, we got a lot in common. They're all Catholic, and they're not allowed to even say the word abortion, much less get one. And we're evangelical crazy nuts, and we need an issue to suck up these Latinos. So let's use the abortion issue. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, eating, you Republican right-wing freaks, eating and having a job and being able to care for your country trumps any discussion about abortion, always, especially if the discussion is held in this country. I wonder what Vincente Fox is thinking tonight. The Bush crime family is sending, or says it's going to. Again, I don't think it's going to happen at all. But the Bush crime family is talking about sending, battle-hardened troops? Or are these National Guards, National Guard members who haven't been sent to fight and die and have their arms and faces blown off for George W. Bush's greater glory? Where are these troops going to come from? Are they veterans? Combat vets coming back? Combat veterans? Combat veterans coming back and they're going to patrol? Oh, boy. Now, that really makes sense, doesn't it? These people who are making these decisions, of course, have never been in combat, have never been in close quarters combat, and certainly have never been in combat defined as urban warfare. And therefore don't understand what kind of people are coming back from this combat zone, these American soldiers. And since the policymakers, these sick bastards in this country who don't understand that mindset, they have no idea what they're saying. They say, well, we're going to put 6,000 U.S. National Guardsmen, as soon as we get them out of Iraq, down on the southern border. How soon do you think it'll be if this idea, this crazy nutcase idea, if this actually happens, how long do you think it will take for the first Mexican illegal immigrant crossing the Rio Grande or trying to slip through a fence or whatever gets drilled repeatedly by an American combat patrol patrolling the borders? How long do you think it'll be? How long before you think there'll be collateral damage on our southern border? You know, a family wiped out. Well, sir, the vehicle did not stop, sir. And we opened fire, sir! We didn't understand that there were 30 women and children inside, sir! We're not to blame, sir! We're just doing our job! Our mission is to secure the border, sir! How long? How long before that happens, huh? How long before that happens? Militarizing the border. So this evil bastard went on television, George W. Bush, this evil bastard went on television tonight with his latest game plan. A, to divert attention away from really, really, really serious issues that are trying to devour him and his corrupt administration. But secondly, the next link in the chain of militarizing the entire society. You afraid yet? Can you hear me yet? We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Ooh, are you okay?
Oh, it's my arthritis pain.
Here, try my Aleve.
People with arthritis are sharing their good news about Aleve. Just two Aleve have the strength to stop arthritis pain all day. That would take 8 extra strength Tylenol. So try Aleve and see for yourself. Then share your good news. Comparison based on 24-hour label dosing. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
May is Arthritis Month. Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk taking place nationwide. For more information, visit AleveGoodNews.com.
by the immigration laws. We're saying welcome to America. Why don't you share information with us?
21 past the hour. Let's do a phone call here real quick. Kathy is calling from San Diego about this issue. Kathy, welcome to the program.
I live walking distance from the border, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, what about soldiers in the National Guard who sign up for the National Guard because they're promised then they can get green cards and citizenship by serving in the Army? We do have, yeah, and what if one of them, they're going to be a bunch of them end up on the border, and what are they going to do?
Probably just turn their backs and allow their brothers and sisters to come through.
And
it's insane. It's insane. The only thing I can think of is they'll have to turn their rifles on each other and order each other out of the country.
There you go.
You know, two soldiers, two Marines aiming weapons at each other saying, get out of here. No, you get out of here. No, you get out of here. No, you get out of here.
It's going to be a game of rock, paper, scissors, you know?
Oh, my God. This Bush is the things he is doing to this country really, really, really is insane.
And what else gets me is that that I haven't heard anybody cover is what is to say that he, A, isn't going to cancel the election on grounds of war, or, B, refuse to leave office once his term is over?
Well, I understand the possibility of those two things happening, but I think they are remote, almost off the chart.
Everything else was off the chart.
Well, I know. You're right. And I could be so horribly wrong with this, but what I'm thinking is at that point, unless the Bush administration engineers, either by their laxity or deliberately, another attack on this country. Unless they do that, if they try to refuse to leave office when they've done all the damage to this country they can, I think the American people would take up arms, and that would be it. We would be in a second revolution, or in the case of this country, the way this country is divided, it would be a civil war.
Can you see Bill O'Reilly as a Hessian?
I can see him through the crosshairs of a scope that I have on a .30-06 deer rifle. I can see him that way.
All right.
Thanks, Kathy.
Take care.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Now, I just want to add this. It's pertinent, and you'll figure it out as I explain it to you. But the United States and Vietnam, the Republic of Vietnam, have reached an agreement on a trade deal, and this will pave the way for Vietnam to join the WTO, the World Trade Organization. As you may know, U.S. and Vietnam restored diplomatic relations about 10 years ago. Now, according to media reports, the two sides, U.S. and Vietnam, reached agreement in principle after 4 days of talks in Washington. The Vietnamese trade minister told one of the Vietnam newspapers, quote, the official signing will be conducted soon, probably in Ho Chi Minh City. The newspaper quoted Vu Dang Dong, an official at the embassy in Washington, saying the two countries were expected to officially sign the agreement in early June. They're hoping that the signing will occur during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, that group, APEC. Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group is going to be meeting in Hanoi in November. They want this deal signed before the meeting in Hanoi in November, which George Bush is expected to attend. So Bush finally makes it to Vietnam. Interesting. Now, the country signed a previous business deal in 2001 known as the Bilateral Trade Agreement. And under that agreement, Vietnamese exports to the U.S. have grown to more than $6.5 billion in 2005. Were you aware of this? You weren't. Okay. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, obviously, there are 58,000 names on a wall in Washington, D.C. Dead Americans. who back in the 60s were ordered to go fight by a Democrat and a Republican administration to go fight in a war that people 40 years ago said was a fake, a lie, racist, illegal, had nothing to do with the real world, would result in no sort of a victory for the United States whatsoever. And nobody listened. And millions of people took to the streets. And there are 58,000 dead Americans with their names on a wall. How many hundreds of thousands are staggering around this country now with post-traumatic stress disorder, with grievous wounds, still trying to deal with the VA? You're looking at the future of Iraq veterans, aren't you?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
The lies, incompetence, greed, and pure stupidity of the Bush crime family are all revealed in the game Impeached. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Mike Malloy. And if you despise this crime family like I do, you need to visit ImpeachBushGame.com and buy the only board game that's bold enough to tell it like it is. Go to ImpeachBushGame.com, buy your game, and check out the Bush, Satan Rove, and Deadeye Dick voodoo dolls. I've got my game, and I'm sticking pins in my Bush voodoo doll right now! So visit ImpeachBushGame.com and join in on the fun today.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask? Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. 4200.
2 years ago, I had a heart attack, right here in our restaurant. If it weren't for Bayer aspirin and some quick thinking on my son's part, who knows? To me, Bayer's an amazing thing. I mean, just think about it. The same Bayer aspirin my son takes for his backaches and my daughter for headaches helped save my life. Bayer's an important part of this family. Always will be. It truly is a wonder drug.
Genuine Bayer aspirin, working wonders every day. Aspirin taken as directed by a doctor during a suspected heart attack. Use as directed.
after day I'm more confused.
Perhaps the most important lesson that I learned in Vietnam is that you cannot confide a guerrilla war with conventional forces.
Oh, that's brilliant, Chuckle Nuts. 58,000 dead. Their names are on the wall in Washington, D.C. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of walking wounded from the adventure in Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand. And here we are again in Iraq. And it was for nothing. A couple of years ago, the then Secretary of Defense, Colin Powell, was dancing on a stage, making a total ass of himself in Hanoi. And now Bush is going to go there. What would you say to the 58,000 dead Americans who were shanghaied, who were forced into the military to go stop communism? What would you say to them here 35, 40 years later? Oh, gee, guys, too bad. Joke's on you. You're dead. In Vietnam and the United States are now selling each other crap. Christ. Afghanistan? In the May 22nd issue of The Nation, letter from Afghanistan written by Am Jones. The article is a larger context, different context, but she says the Afghan parliament just finished its third month in session. And to the Bush bunch, an election seems to equal democracy. And of course, any idiot knows it does not. But Ms. Jones writes, parliamentarians are familiar Mujahideen commanders. The people who are now sitting in legislative positions are former Mujahideen commanders and cronies previously defeated, discredited, and driven from the country by U.S. forces. Now, this phony parliament, phony by Bush's standards, that's operating in Afghanistan, is trumpeted as, quote, the first democratically elected parliament in over 30 years, end quote. But it was planned at the December 2001 Bonn-Germany conference that followed the fall of the Taliban and was brought into being at tremendous expense by an army of some 130,000 internationally paid election workers. In the Afghan parliament, every other member now is a former jihadi. Nearly half are affiliated with fundamentalist or traditionalist Islamist parties, including the Taliban. One international analyst reports that among the 249 members of the lower house of the Afghan parliament, 40 commanders, warlords of armed militias, 24 members of criminal gangs, 17 drug traffickers, 19 men facing serious allegations of war crimes and human rights violations. The deputy chairman of the Afghan Independent Human Rights Commission charges that more than 80% of winning candidates in provinces and more than 60% in the capital, Kabul, have links to armed groups. That's Bush's idea of democracy in Afghanistan. Jesus, God. All right, here's Chuckle Nuts tonight, on his big immigration address. As he sat there looking all presidential, explaining his immigration ideas. Ah, yes, sir. Got to stop Jose de Losama Juan Zarahiri at the border. We got to.
Our objective is straightforward.
Uh-huh.
The border should be open to trade and lawful immigration and shut to illegal immigrants as well as criminals, drug dealers, and terrorists.
Terrorists!
The men and women of our Border Patrol are doing a fine job in difficult circumstances.
But!
And over the past 5 years, they have apprehended and sent home about 6 million people entering America illegally.
But!
Despite this progress, we do not yet have full control of the border. And I am determined to change that.
Oh, George!
Tonight I'm calling on Congress to provide funding for dramatic improvements in manpower and technology at the border. By the end of 2008, we will increase the number of Border Patrol officers by an additional 6,000.
Sure.
When these new agents are deployed, we will have more than doubled the size of the Border Patrol during my presidency.
Oh, George, Jesus Christ, we love you for that, pal. Oh, my God. You know, Lou Dobbs has been talking to me, George. He has. I realize just a TV show, but he talks right to my heart. Lou Dobbs does. Telling me about it. George, I'm going to vote for you again. You know, I just about had enough of you and your shenanigans. By God, if you're going to choke off those old damn Mexicans, oh, man, I'm going to vote for you again.
Now, tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist for wondering why we need, why there is a need for all this advanced surveillance he's talking about at our borders. Well, what? High-tech fences, infrared cameras, unmanned aerial vehicles? Are you talking about the Predator, the thing that we fly over the mountains in Afghanistan? What the hell is he talking about?
We are launching the most technologically advanced border security initiative in American history.
Oh, I'm impressed.
We will construct high-tech fences in urban corridors.
Wow.
And build new patrol roads and barriers in rural areas.
Hot damn.
We will employ motion sensors,
woo,
infrared cameras,
woo,
and unmanned aerial vehicles to prevent illegal crossings. Oh. America has the best technology in the world.
Yeah, we do.
And we will ensure that the Border Patrol has the technology they need to do their job.
Oh, yeah? How about you cancel some of the trade policies that were enacted by your daddy and by, Bill Clinton, and enforced by you? That floods, for example, the Mexican produce market with American-grown produce and floods the American market with Mexican-grown produce and puts the small Mexican farmer right out of work and on his ass. What about all those jobs that went down there and now moving on to China? What about all that stuff, George? You really want to stop illegal immigration? How about raise the minimum wage in the United States to $14 an hour? The federal minimum wage, and let's see how many Americans suck up those jobs that the Minutemen tell us nobody wants to take.
I just want to know how he's going to build this long, high-tech fence without using Mexican workers.
Well, he's not, but that's the joke. Now, to the returning National Guard combat troops, welcome home, but don't put away that sunblock.
One way to help during this transition is to use the National Guard.
Oh, yeah.
So in coordination with governors, up to 6,000 Guard members will be deployed to our southern border.
Hot damn.
The Border Patrol will remain in the lead.
Sure they will.
The Guard will assist the Border Patrol by operating surveillance systems,
uh-huh,
analyzing intelligence,
uh-huh,
installing fences and vehicle barriers,
uh-huh,
building patrol roads,
uh-huh,
and providing training.
Oh, good.
Guard units will not be involved in direct law enforcement activities.
Oh.
That duty will be done by the Border Patrol.
Right.
This initial commitment of Guard members would last for a period of 1 year.
Uh-huh.
After that, the number of Guard forces will be reduced as new Border Patrol agents and new technologies come online.
My God, it sounds like he's reading from a assembly manual for Tinker Toys or something, doesn't it?
Guard units will not be involved in direct law enforcement activities because Carl tells me that would violate the posse comitatus laws, which I think are a joke because I don't know what it means. What's that, a bunch of guys up on a horses running around saying, let's lynch him, let's lynch him? What is this posse comitatus crap, huh? Huh? What does that mean? Carl, what does that mean? Posse? What's a posse? I know posse. I watched Hopalong Cassidy growing up. I know what that is. And for our last trick, boys and girls, big honking detention centers. And as a special bonus, they're being built by Kellogg Brown Root, Brown and Root, a Dick Cheney subsidiary, Dick Cheney Incorporated, Halliburton, KBR, Blackwater, Cheney Incorporated. Yeah. We're going to build these big old detention centers so that George can appease knuckle-dragging racists in his base and toss Dick Cheney another chunk of red meat at the same time.
Another way to help during this period of transition is through state and local law enforcement in our border communities.
Where's the money coming from?
So we will increase federal funding for state and local authorities assisting the Border Patrol on targeted enforcement missions.
Woo!
We will give state and local authorities the specialized training they need to help federal officers apprehend and detain illegal immigrants.
Woo!
More than 85% of the illegal immigrants we catch crossing the southern border are Mexicans.
Really?
And most are sent back home within 24 hours. But when we catch illegal immigrants from other country, it is not as easy to send them back home.
No?
For many years, the government did not have enough space in our detention facilities to hold them while the legal process unfolded. We've expanded the number of beds in our detention facilities, and we will continue to add more.
So there you go, Dick. Here's another $385 million. Don't spend it all on dove-killing ammo. Hey, Dick, how's that, huh? How do you like? You like the way I put that?
We have expanded the number of beds in our detention facilities. You like that?
Well, you're watching it happen, True Seekers. You're watching the whole thing unfold in living color right here in Bush's America. We'll be right back.
De una familia muy rica, Bush es un hombre insincero. De una familia muy rica, antes de que usted vuelta quiero decirle que Bush ha vendido su alma.
I think the national anthem ought to be sung in English. And I think people who want to be a citizen of this country ought to learn English. And they ought to learn to sing the national anthem in English.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
who enter the country illegally violate the law.
Really? 10 before the hour, earlier today, Raw Story posted at their website a release, press release, sent to news organizations by ABC News' press office. And that release or the story was also posted at ABC News blog. And what it's about, ABC's Brian Ross and Richard Esposito report that a senior federal law enforcement official has told ABC News that the Bush administration is tracking the phone numbers that ABC uses, that they call in an effort to root out ABC's confidential sources. The source inside federal law enforcement told ABC News in an in-person conversation, quote, "It's time for you to get some new cell phones quick," end quote. Now, as Brian Ross and Richard Esposito write, "We do not know how the government determined who we are calling or whether our phone records were provided to the government as part of the recently disclosed NSA collection of domestic phone calls." The blog goes on, "Other sources have told us that phone calls and contacts by reporters for ABC News, along with the New York Times and the Washington Post, are being examined." It goes on, "Our reports on the CIA's secret prisons in Romania and Poland were known to have upset CIA officials." And then it says, "People questioned by the FBI about leaks of intelligence information say the CIA was also disturbed by ABC News reports that reveal the use of CIA Predator missiles inside Pakistan." So apparently ABC and the Washington Post and New York Times, of course, are starting to feel the heat. Well, duh, what do you guys expect? Andre, regarding this, I guess, sent me an email earlier. He said, "Mike, aside from Republicans in general, and the Christian right, it seems the biggest suckers have been the mainstream press. Now the chickens are coming home to roost. In 2000, when the election was stolen, they, the press, did nothing. In 2001, when 9/11 happened, they did nothing. In 2002, when Congress and the Senate abdicated their duties and ceded power to the executive branch, they did nothing. In 2003, when Bush broke domestic and international law by attacking and invading unarmed country, they did nothing. When they should have been calling for impeachment, after two more stolen elections, they did nothing. And on and on and on and on. What were they doing? Trading their souls to become insiders with the power elite? Well, guess what? Andre writes, "While all of them were drunk on some illusion, the Bush gang compromised every aspect of government, including the Justice Department, and now it's coming after them." Makes you think of old Pastor Niemöller, doesn't it? Huh? Remember the Protestant preacher in Germany? You remember the famous, "They came for the trade unionists and I didn't say anything because I wasn't a trade unionist. They came for the socialists and I didn't say anything because I wasn't a socialist. They came for the Jews and I didn't say anything because I wasn't a Jew. By the time they came for me, there was nobody left to speak out." Well, guess what, ABC News? I can't get my mind around this. Can you, Truth Seeker? It's like we're, I know I say this repeatedly, but I'm sorry, I just can't. It's like we're in some sort of fascist theme park. You know, like Hitlerland or something. I don't know, a fascist theme park. The only thing missing are the ovens. And I can't even say the detention camps are missing out because they're not. They're here. Well, that's where all this money is going. Hundreds of millions of dollars. So the gas chambers and the ovens are still missing, but here we are. We're in some sort of neo-fascist land, neo-fascist theme park, amusement park, with roller coasters and parasail drops and all sorts of fun rides that they go absolutely nowhere. Every day. Didn't we say this last week, Kathy? Every day is something new. Today, ABC finds out that specific. Now, who's ABC calling? Are they calling Al-Qaeda? Oh, well, Brian Ross, he kind of looks like he's Al-Qaeda, doesn't he? Huh? Some of those people, ABC television. Elizabeth Vargas. And what's this nonsense about Bob Woodruff, Elizabeth Vargas' co-anchor, getting blown up in Iraq, and he's really been recuperating? Oh, yeah, sure! As far as the Bush crime family is concerned, he's been over there in Afghanistan somewhere consorting with the Talibaners. They're going after ABC News. Well, too bad. Makes my heart bleed. You guys had a chance, didn't you? All of you did. ABC, CBS, NBC. Forget Fox. Fox is not a news-gathering organization. It is a... It's designed on the model of Joseph Goebbels in Germany, and it's a propaganda machine. But CNN, MSNBC, all of it. How do you guys feel? You had great fun on the lead-up to the war, didn't you? All tried to brand the war. Didn't you all try to brand it? Every one of you filthy television networks, cable or over-the-air network, you tried to brand the war. You had your music and you had your fancy graphics, and you went along with the program with embedded reporters. Remember, you disgusting scum? You remember that? And us folks here at home, oh, we got to sit back. Oh, look there, Mom. Oh, my God, they're shooting. Hey, look at there. Pew, 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 pew. That's so damn cool. How'd they get them pictures? Look at that. Hey, man, there's another Rocky just going up in flames. Look at that. Well, media is learning a lesson that you did they really have to learn it? What is the surprise? Why is Brian Ross, of all people, the chief investigative reporter, why is he surprised to find out that ABC Network's phone calls are being tracked and sorted and codified and examined and looked at? Come on, Brian, for Christ's sake, wake up. Smell the napalm. This is Air America Radio. We'll be back after the break.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks.
Okay, Kenny. Try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
We'll be right back.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Bush does a White House two-step, 1 foot to the right, 1 foot to the left. In his TV and radio speech on immigration tonight, George Bush seemed to be trying to please conservatives with tough talk of sending the National Guard to the U.S.-Mexico border. But Bush also tried to reassure others that a guest worker program would be part of the deal. Bush is ordering some 6,000 National Guard troops to the Mexican border as part of a new plan for what he says will be a dramatic improvement in enforcement. Bush says the Mexican border is not under America's full control, hasn't been for decades. The Guard troops will reportedly help in surveillance and logistics, while new Border Patrol agents are hired and trained. During Senate debate on an immigration bill today, Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy says Bush's plan will not work.
Just building fences and putting more agents on the border is doomed to fail. It is a strategy that will make us weaker, not stronger, in dealing with immigration.
Kennedy joined by Democratic leader Harry Reid, who said Bush needs to denounce the House version of the bill, which would make illegal immigration a felony. A Texas sheriff says the idea of sending National Guard troops to help border security is like sticking a finger in the dike but ignoring the water that's already passed through. Some people along the border area welcome the idea, but many others worry the troops back from Iraq might be too quick to fire on illegal immigrants. There was a time when Muammar Gaddafi was viewed by the occupant of the White House as probably the world's biggest villain. But the times they are changing. The Bush administration is now saying it's restoring normal diplomatic ties with the Gaddafi regime in Libya for the first time in 26 years. Officials say Libya has been showing excellent cooperation against terrorism. The European Union ready to go along with an Iranian nuclear program that cannot be used for the military, but Iran would have to accept international oversight. Austria's foreign minister says the EU wants to help promote Iran's economic, political, and civilian energy goals if the Iranians go along with international inspections. Iraqi authorities today freed more than 400 people initially suspected of aiding or participating in the rebel insurgency there. An official says the prisoners were held in Iraqi detention centers around the country and have been now cleared of all charges. So the decision to release them was made by a joint committee made up of Iraqi, U.S., and British representatives. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. 15 months ago, Bush actually cut just under 10,000 new Border Patrol agents from his budget for 2006. That's the one we're working in now. You can go back to the Houston Chronicle Wednesday, February 9th, 2005. And the writer says the law signed by Bush less than 2 months ago to add thousands of Border Patrol agents along the U.S.-Mexico border has crashed into the reality of Bush's federal budget proposal. Officially approved by Bush on December 17th, the National Intelligence Reform Act included the requirement to add 10,000 Border Patrol agents in the next 5 years, beginning in 2006. Roughly 80% of the agents were to patrol the southern U.S. border from Texas to California. But Bush's proposed 2006 budget revealed Monday funds only 210 new border agents. You see how this works? The law that Bush signed back then contained a caveat that went virtually unreported by our crack news media at the time. A summary published by the Senate Government Affairs Committee required the government to increase the number of Border Patrol agents by at least 2,000 per year, quote, subject to available appropriations, end quote. So back then it was a sham to appease that member, that section of his base that are neo-Nazi, knuckle-dragging, anti-immigrant white people. And this time, it's the same deal. So forget about it. Forget about it. Oh, man. It's just astonishing to watch this outfit work. Bush gets out there, and you notice he's very careful to pronounce all of his words right. I think he only had one screw-up. Got all the syllables, you know, the accent on the right syllables. From a couple of weeks ago, at the forum at truthout.org, Halliburton's development of detention centers is underway to provide, quote, housing for an emergency influx, close quote, of undocumented immigrants. Kellogg Brown and Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton, is turning gears since the recent controversy about the overvalued Iraq contracts to develop a more publicly positive project. Ta-da! Building prisons to hold illegal immigrants! By Christ, that'll clean up our reputation, huh? The Progressive magazine investigates the project, which, according to Halliburton, will establish, quote, temporary detention and processing capabilities to augment existing detention and removal operations program facilities in the event of an emergency influx of immigrants into the U.S. or to support the rapid development of new programs, end quote. Strong comparisons to Japanese internment are drawn by the Progressive magazine. The construction of these facilities aids Halliburton's growing revenue. Last year, they boasted their highest gross profits in 86 years. These are blood-sucking, murderous war profiteers. Dick Cheney should be removed from office, tried as a war criminal, and sentenced appropriately. You know it, and I know it. And you Republicans who listen to this program, you know it too. The Progressive magazine asserts that, quote, the immigration detention centers ought to raise a red flag, not just about nepotism and waste among military contractors, but about what our government has in store for us, end quote. Hey, ABC News, there's a story you can probably get your choppers into, huh? Hey, Brian Ross. Hey, Elizabeth Vargas. Come on, get out from behind that anchor's desk. Miss Vargas, and go check out this story. Find out about these detention centers, huh? You people may be some of the first visitors. Yeah, you think? All right, let's do some phone calls. Mike is calling from Queens, New York. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. It's been a while since I called.
It has indeed.
Warren, we got to get you back on the radio over here. This satellite systems are killing me. But besides that...
Well, you need to get XM satellite radio, my friend. Then you don't have to put up with any of this BS from this network or from any radio station. You just go ahead and get XM satellite.
That's what I'm going to have to do.
That's what you're going to have to do.
You know, we got to worry about this Bush going to Vietnam because, like, remember the last time he went to India, he gave them our nuclear secrets and
yeah,
he
did.
Mangoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what are we going to give the Vietnamese?
I don't know. I'd like him to maybe take some sort of movable replica of the 58,000 names on that granite wall in Washington, D.C. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, the whole thing is crazy. Think about all those dead guys. Think about all those people. And think about 2 million, let's not leave out the Vietnamese, 2 million dead Vietnamese. Why? For what?
How about we get all those chicken hawks that didn't go, we put them on the plane, and we forget them there.
Yeah, that would.
But like, I wonder what called you, buddy. See, with that, you know, 6,000 new guards, which we're never going to see because we don't have the money for.
Right.
See, I live here in Queens,
uh-huh.
And we got the Chinese coming off the boat.
Right.
We got. I right down the block. You go right down the block and to the left, you got the Chinese. You go right down the block and to the right, you got the Dominicans and the Colombians coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just coming in by the planes. You're guarding a border, fine. They're coming in by plane. They're coming in from all over. You're not going to stop it.
No, you can't walk here from China. As a matter of fact, you can't walk here probably from the Dominican Republic unless somebody build a bridge. But you can walk here from Mexico. So this is all show. It's nonsense. It's a lie. It's Bush trying to make points with his base, hoping that they'll go vote in this fall election, vote for Republicans, because once again, George Bush, acting as Jesus' younger brother, is saving America from, I don't know, what the immigrants. There you go. It's insane, Mike.
Okay, take care, Mike.
All right, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Graham is calling from Virginia. Graham, welcome to the program.
Yeah, just four or five real quick things. A few months ago, one of the inside contractors said that the levees in New Orleans will not be ready by June.
Right, that's true.
Today, the AP says, headline, military said unready for another Katrina,
right,
yet we're going to send troops to the border.
Sure.
It seemed to me that the Mexicans could just as easily, you know, instead of playing a coyote to get them to the border, they could fly to Canada and walk across from that angle.
You'd think.
And then the other thing is on the Defense Department's wish list is a military base in Vietnam. That's really bizarre.
Been there, done that.
And the last thing is, the lady called about a coup. Unless this guy wins the next two elections, fixes them, I should say,
mm-hmm.
He probably would be, you know, impeached and found, well, we don't know, but anyway. But I think he has to fix the next two elections to avoid that, which he'll probably do. But according to Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, the president has the power and authority to, in case of disagreement between them, meaning both houses of Congress, with respect to the time of adjournment, he may adjourn them to such time as he shall think proper. Okay?
Yeah, I hear you, Graham.
All right, that's it.
Thanks, Graham. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Oh, my God. Charlie is calling from Boston. Hey, Charlie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. First time.
Welcome aboard.
I love you guys. I think you're the greatest. It's about time we heard somebody at 10 o'clock besides Michael Savage. I think he's an idiot.
I hear that.
He's a moron.
He is indeed.
You know, I'm a Vietnam veteran who is thoroughly against this war. Absolutely. You know, and I came home 30 years ago, and now they're getting ready to file a non-service-related disability on me because I have type 2 diabetes, and I'm blind. Probably it could be as a result of my time in the service there. Even though I wasn't in country, they're still saying it's non-service related. You are entitled to some kind of a settlement. Good luck me getting that kind of money, right?
Right. Hey, hold on, Charlie. Hold on. I got to do a break here. Give me a couple minutes. We'll come back and finish up the conversation. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. We have a couple open lines. 866-303-2270. Like to hear from you tonight.
Vida.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
It's time to decide. We don't need the decider. Hi, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy, and you can hear me on Air America Radio. If you're looking for that perfect, one-of-a-kind gift, visit ImpeachBushGame.com, where you'll find Impeached, the board game that exposes the high crimes of George W. and his criminal administration. From the Iraq War to today's outrageous gas prices, Impeached tells it like it is. Go to ImpeachBushGame.com. That's ImpeachBushGame.com, and buy a piece of history today.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Hi, I just found out that I'm lactose intolerant, but I love chocolate milk. Can I still use Ovaltine?
You sure can. Just add rich chocolate Ovaltine to your lactose-free milk. Not only does Ovaltine make lactose-free milk taste better, it also makes it better for you. That's because rich chocolate Ovaltine has 16 vitamins and minerals. So turn lactose-free milk into delicious chocolate milk that's really nutritious with rich chocolate Ovaltine.
More Ovaltine, please!
Life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
A couple of quick emails here, then back to your phone calls. This is from SIK. Hi, Mike. To break things down for those who have not been paying attention. One, your government has abandoned you. Two, Your government's been spying on you and is considering whether they should keep you around. 3, your country has turned into something that it was not before you were born. 4, you have a choice. You can fight and die for a Nazi regime, or you can resist and fight for your home, at home. 5, you can no longer pretend that this world is your friend. You are surrounded by enemies who want to kill you. This is the time to decide if you want to live or die. No BS. This is life or death. 6, you want to go out in a puff of smoke? This is what will happen if resistance does not awaken your soul. 7, you have only one choice. Resist. We cannot give up now. And then S.I.K. writes, please read to the masses. Okay, I did it. This is from John. Mike, after listening to Bush tonight with his whoop-de-doo advanced border security technology, biometric rectal scan, ID cards, infrared robotic flying machines, and Halliburton detention camps, all I could think to say was, good night and gulag. That's good, John. From Madeline in Miami, call me paranoid. Living under the Bush crime family regime makes me that way. But I have a theory on why Bush wants troops on the Mexican-American border. It is a recruiting tool. Bush is going to need troops for Iraq and Iran, for which he has obvious plans. Very few are joining, few are re-enlisting, and thousands are being killed or disabled. People are upset about immigration. Bush's poll numbers are in what is left of the frozen Antarctic. What better way to solve several problems? He makes a show of controlling immigration. He tells troops they are defending the American border and implies they will be stationed in America. Then he recruits thousands of naive young boys who have illusions about helping America. Then after a few months or a year on the border, Bush declares that he has safeguarded and stemmed immigration. He then transfers the troops to Iran or Iraq. Delusional? Just watch him. And Patrick writes in, Mike, I've listened to you on podcasts because of my schedule, work, and twin 20-month-old boys. Oh, my God, Kathy, think about that. Twins, 20 months old. Woo! Otherwise, Patrick writes, I would have called in on Friday about this. As far as Patrick Leahy goes, you need to cut him some slack. Remember pre-Patriot Act America? A Democratic Senate, Senators Leahy, who is chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and Daschle, the majority leader, expressed their reservations about the Patriot Act. I don't know the exact time frame, but shortly after their reservations become publicly expressed, envelopes containing anthrax show up only in their offices. The Patriot Act passed. Was anyone ever tried or detained or executed or tortured for that act of terrorism? Does anyone even remember the anthrax? Keep up the good work. Signed, Patrick. Okay, yeah, I get the point. I really do about Leahy. Maybe I was a little hard on him Friday, whenever, I guess it was Friday. But I am just so sick of the Democratic Party leadership, Patrick. There have been times when these men and women have just rolled over. It's not just about Iraq or the Patriot Act or anthrax in the mail. It's about approving judicial nominees that should be sent straight to hell, not to the federal bench and certainly not the Supreme Court. It's about allowing, without getting up and walking out, allowing a torture-loving thug like Alberto Gonzalez to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee without swearing him in. And if I remember correctly, Patrick Leahy did not get up in protest and say, screw this, I'm out of here. So I, you know, what kind of slack am I supposed to cut these people, Patrick? You know, these are people that had I been given a choice, I probably would have voted for them. I voted for Democratic senators here in Georgia, and they stole the election right out from under me. The Republicans did, working in tandem with these vicious, vile, black box voting machines. But what slack am I supposed to cut? What slack is anybody supposed to cut? It's not just about being bullied into signing off on the USA Patriot Act. It's not just about that. It's about everything else that these Democratic senators have done. The most notable thing they've done is nothing. They've sat back on their hands like a bunch of scared to death little piss ants who are being pushed around by the schoolyard bully, which is the case. But there are 44 of them. They could. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Now, I realize some of those Democrats are not really Democrats. Like Joe Lieberman, he's not a Democrat. And for a while, there's Zell Miller. He's not a Democrat. These are not Democratic people. These are snakes. These are liars. They are fifth columnists. And there are more. But cut Patrick Leahy some slack. Okay, I understand what you're saying. I understand. He's shown the appropriate amount of hand-wringing and deep sighing, and the other day holding up the copy of USA Today that showed the extent to which the Bush crime family has decided they don't give a tinker's damn about the law. But I hear you, Patrick. Thanks for writing in. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I was walking in the park and somebody stopped me and said, I'm tired of taping up the leaks in my old vacuum and then having to buy another one every 2 years. I'm going to buy an Orrick. Friends, why should manufacturers stop making throwaway vacuums when you keep buying them? For a vacuum that lasts and lasts, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and try an 8-pound Oric XL risk-free for 30 days.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's about 26 before the hour. Jesus, I left Charlie in Boston on hold during that whole riff when I read those emails. I'm sorry, Charlie. We're back.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hey.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry,
hey, Mike,
I left you.
Before I finish what I was saying, does the phrase resistance is futile sound familiar?
Which phrase?
The resistance is futile.
Is futile? Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Did somebody say that to Captain Picard one time?
I think so. I think they did. Yeah.
I think I got the wrong show. No, what I was saying the main reason I was talking about when I was in Vietnam and now I'm disabled and I'm blind and I can't work anymore, then they think because of it is I'm worried that 30 years down the road, some other poor sap like yours truly is going to be sick and disabled. And he's going to be in the same boat that I'm in, you know?
Oh, guaranteed. It's going to happen to hundreds, thousands of Iraq veterans.
What really bothers me is 30 years down the road, they're going to be building another wall.
Yeah.
And one other thing, that little speech about his, that he made on the immigration,
uh-huh.
That's a sop, and that's nothing more than a sop to his conservative base.
Oh, sure.
And that was made for California, because California can go either way, Arizona and Texas. And Texas is a given. You know they'll vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, Arizona will vote for the Republican Party, because the Republicans have a firm lock on Arizona.
Yeah,
I know that because I used to live there.
Yeah, this is all nonsense. People,
that's nothing but a sop.
People who have left this administration have made it very clear that all decisions are political decisions. None of them are policy decisions.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
And this is another example. This is the gay marriage issue of the 2006
mm-hmm.
November elections.
I have no problem with gay marriage. Keep it between consenting adults, just like a normal marriage. I don't care.
Right, but what I'm saying, but I'm saying is, this is the wedge issue now.
Oh, you say, this is
supposed to bring all the Republicans and Democrats over into the Republican column and send the bastards back to Washington to keep those dirty, old, scummy Mexicans out of the country. I don't think it's going to work, though. I think it's going to backfire. I really do.
They know the marriage issue might work because, quite frankly, the Republican Party is dominated by the religious conservatives. That's just the way it is. They control the party.
Yeah, that's very true.
The average voter does not really have any say in the matter. Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell are the real power behind the party.
Yeah,
they have been for the last 10 years.
Eventually, they're going to rapture on up to meet their demons. So, hey, Charlie, I got to go. Thanks for checking. I hope you call again. Will you call again?
Oh yeah, it's either that or they're going to go up to the mothership. Whichever one comes first.
Take care, Charlie. Take care. Boston. Yeah, Boston. Ira is calling from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking a call.
Sure.
About a week ago, I came across an article off a website you talk about once in a while on some of your ads on Air America, World Can't Wait.
Yeah.
One of their members hung up a Bush sign.
We did the story in depth on Thursday or Friday night.
Oh, you did. What's the latest on her? Is she still...
I haven't heard anything since the end of last week. I know that she's due for sentencing on June 2nd or June 4th or June 6th, first week in June. The woman's due into this freak's courtroom for sentencing.
This is right out of Nazi Germany.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It is. This is, well, no. To me, it's right out of the Soviet Union.
You declare
someone insane,
yeah.
and suggest that they're insane, send them to a psychiatric hospital. How many Russian novels were written about this very circumstance? And that's what they've done to this woman who protested a Bush appearance by hanging up a damn sign. We went over and over it, and we'll continue to cover it.
I would think some of these detention centers they're talking about are the intention there is to have them not just for immigrants but for dissidents generally.
These are the centers. I guess you're aware of this.
These
are the centers that Oliver North ordered the beginnings of their being refurbished back in the mid-80s because the theory was back then that if through some sort of extra-constitutional chicanery, the Reagan-Bush crime family invaded Nicaragua or someplace in Central America that the protesters would take to the streets. And Oliver North presented to Reagan a plan for martial law if that were to happen. And these detention centers that are now being refurbished were the ones that were going to hold American citizens.
Huh. Boy.
Now, you can find that. Just do a Google on Oliver North detention centers and see what pops up. Trust me on this.
Yeah. I don't know. I think just another issue that's been in the news, this NSA thing, looks a lot bigger than it's than going back to, you know, this thing with the spying on the reporters.
Right.
I think it's going to do more damage than good for... what do you call it? Bush and his people.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. The fly in the ointment is that most Americans hold the news media in even lower contempt than they hold George Bush. So and they've brought that on themselves by being the cowards and the enablers that they have been for the past 6 years. So hell with them.
Yeah. One more thing, my Karl Rove. What's the latest? Is he getting indicted?
I think he's already been indicted. I think it just hasn't been made public yet. Rove walks on water. Rove breathes rarefied air. Rove rises from the dead after on the third day after his crucifixion. Rove does not experience the same sort of reality you and I experience. So therefore, Rove, I believe, this is what I believe, honestly, is being given time to get everything in order. They're trying to work out a cover story. They're trying to figure out what to do here. But I think he's been indicted.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been made public yet.
Yeah, probably right. Yeah. Well,
we shall see. All right, thanks, Ira. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. And one of the reasons I believe that is because the person who broke this story is Jason Leopold. And I know a lot of people are out there attacking Jason Leopold now because it hasn't been made common knowledge yet about the Rove indictment. I'll stand with Jason Leopold on this one until such time as it turns out not to be true. I trust him. I have quoted his stuff and used his stuff. We even had him on this program. Remember, Kathy, three or four, not this program, but IE America Radio Network years ago. So I'll stick with Jason Leopold. Barbara is calling from Washington. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Hey.
I am referring to one of your earlier comments about dropping the ball on our veterans' mental health care.
Right, right.
I heard a comment earlier today by someone in the health care field that the services are very uneven as far as the congressional mandate to give a screening on exit to all of the troops, and that only one in five, Mike, is getting that screening, even if they ask for it. So they talk about the immigrants coming out of the shadows. We're going to have our vets in the shadows as walking time bombs for years to come.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. What is the website? AfterDowningStreet.org has published tonight, somebody sent me the link, four or five or six different categories of photographs from the Iraq War, most of which were posted by American service personnel who are over there. And I'm telling you now, these photographs are extreme.
Did you hear about the documentary on HBO
that
all of our military guys bailed out of?
Iraq ER, yeah, I've heard about this. But these photographs, Baghdad ER, these photographs that are posted by AfterDowningStreet.org, these photographs that are up there tonight are so graphic, so violent, so hideous, it makes one understand that the young men that are coming back from this kind of a war, as you say, are going to be walking time bombs.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Appreciate you checking in, Barbara. And if you don't have a strong constitution, even if you do, be careful when you go to that website and look at these photographs. Phil is calling from San Diego. Phil, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, good evening, Mike.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, it's so many things that you're just like, you know, like a tea kettle. It's... a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you caught it, but 60 Minutes had a thing about regarding ethanol, and they had a petroleum institute person on there.
No, I missed that.
he lied through his teeth by telling everybody that it would take 10 years and that it would cost $200,000 to refabricate every service station. And then they got the people on there, Iowa, Oregon, Washington, where they're all developing it, because farmers now have a new lease on life, because they're making the ethanol from corn and trying to do it to cellulose. But they just talked to these people who were in charge of everything and said it would take $40,000 and they could do it in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to sound like a conspiracy nut, but I've always wondered, like, what Karl Rove's middle initial is, because if it's a B, then KBR equals... That's pretty scary.
I hear you. Hey,
and
Phil,
man
I...
and fish coexist, because a simple bastard is in the White House and he caught a B-A-S-S-T-U-R-D.
All right, I got you. Phil, I got to leave it there. Thank you. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America.
Get ready for the future. It is murder. Tangled upon a slide. Sliding all directions. Open up.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ooh, are you okay?
Oh, it's my arthritis pain.
Here, try my Aleve.
People with arthritis are sharing their good news about Aleve. Just two Aleve have the strength to stop arthritis pain all day. That would take 8 extra strength Tylenol. So try Aleve and see for yourself. Then share your good news. Comparison based on 24-hour label dosing. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
May is Arthritis Month. Join Aleve and the Arthritis Foundation for the annual Arthritis Walk taking place nationwide. For more information, visit AleveGoodNews.com.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making...
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste.
And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
We'll be right back.
Oh, it wouldn't fire, Kathy. Ten before the hour. We come back dry and cold. Well, at least we're still in the air. All right, back to your phone calls. Do I have somebody on hold? I do not. Let's go to Bruce, who's called in from Portland, Oregon. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Building walls really helped the economies of the former USSR, Nazi Germany, and all the kings in the Dark Ages, right?
Yeah, it really helped. It's also working wonders in Israel.
Yeah, I would like to compare the commander-in-chief records of Bill Clinton and Bush. Bill Clinton in Yugoslavia took a country that was torn apart in civil war, and he did a job without setting troops on the ground. Bush took a country that was stable and is murdering our people and theirs. Totally, and is not effective. Who's the better commander-in-chief? I think we need a Minuteman project for the voting booths, especially in Georgia. I used to live in Atlanta.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm in Portland, Oregon now, and guess what? We got medical marijuana because we have initiative and referendum and voter recall. You got Sonny Perdue and prisons because you don't.
Yeah, well, you're right. As far as
70% of the people of Alabama favored medical marijuana. They don't have an issue in referendum. I came here. Mm-hmm. I guess we do need Neil Young after all, don't we?
I guess we do. Let me just say, from a strictly tactical point of view, your comparison to George W. Bush and Bill Clinton is pretty much right on. Not a single American soldier died on Bill Clinton's watch, and Bill Clinton did get us involved in a war in Middle Europe for the first time since the end of World War II. By the same token, I have said before that I think Bill Clinton misused, and he didn't do it by himself, but he misused the NATO military. NATO was set up as purely a defensive force to respond if the Soviet Union and other Warsaw Pact nations came across the plains of Europe and attacked the capitals of Europe, and to use NATO in an aggressive war against, and he was a son of a bitch. I'm not saying Milosevic wasn't. He was just an absolute,
yes, sir,
absolute pig.
And Bill Clinton also arrested twice as many people for marijuana smoking. But from a military point of view, he's more effective than Republicans. I voted Libertarian on Clinton's second term and for Bush, who were calling for the troops to come home on his first term. But doggone it, this president needs to be arrested now.
I hear you. All right. Point taken. Thanks a lot for checking in, Bruce. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you know, I can't argue with that point from a strictly tactical point of view, military commander or commander-in-chief, civilian control or whatever the hell it was, yeah, Bruce is absolutely right. Clinton was much better than this little piglet that now squats in the White House. But, don't send me emails about the rightness or the wrongness of the attack against Yugoslavia, okay? I got so over that topic 8 or 9 years ago. It was another one of those no-win situations for, as far as I'm concerned, for discussion. All right? If you thought he did right in Yugoslavia, then you thought he did right. If you thought he did wrong, yada yada. Angie is calling from Naples, Florida. Hey, Angie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been waiting. I was going to fall asleep there.
Oh, well, I can put you back on hold. You can catch a few quick winks.
Interesting. Thank you. Thank you for listening to my call.
Sure.
I just want to say something about the MSA. I'm an activist and have been since the pre-war and sent letters to Congress and mm-hmm. the UN and to the Senate through organizations online.
Right.
And became political then.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, and I won't name a name per se, but there was a little bit of a scandal with an organization, and I was asked to send emails to AOL, one with a link, one without. The one with the link was denied, blah, 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 blah. Well, now I can no longer send emails to AOL, and I've targeted, and I really believe that we are all being watched, and I'm just waiting for the men in black coats to come knocking on my door, and, you know, it's a very frightening experience to try to be political and be an activist and defend your rights as an American and defend your, the constitutional amendment of our country and all of these things. And it's frightening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
You have your email come back that it can't be delivered. And
sure.
And I try to send a picture of my child, and it's not deliverable, you know. So it's, I've been blackmailed or blacklisted, basically. And it's just, I don't know, it's just scary, and I wanted to address it. And I don't think it's something that people need to, cover under the rug. It's there, and they're watching you, and they're watching me. I mean, they're listening to my conversation right now. You know, I'm calling, and my phone calls are being recorded, and I believe that, and I'm not paranoid. I've been saying this from day one. Before all this happened, I'm amazed at everything that people thought and fought for in the beginning, before we went to war, before we went through all this stuff, before we fought this administration and all these issues. It's all coming to fruition, and it's like, are they going to wake up?
I hear you, Angie, I think the revelations by the article in USA Today and the article by the New York Times a couple of months ago and the Washington Post, I think all those articles taken together pretty much verifies what you're saying. Probably just about everybody in the country is under right now some form of surveillance. Listen, thanks for checking in, Angie. Hang in there. We'll talk again. We're going to break here. Top of the hour stuff. We'll be back. More of your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
America Radio.
Hi, I'm Janine Garofalo, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, gay, straight, male, or female. AIDS has taken its toll on all kinds of people around the world for over 20 years, and it is still everybody's problem. Register for AIDS Walk. Together, we can make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush wants to send 6,000 National Guard troops to the Mexican border to act in a backup role to the U.S. Border Patrol. The president made his announcement in a prime-time televised speech.
The Guard will assist the Border Patrol by operating surveillance systems, analyzing intelligence, installing fences and vehicle barriers, building patrol roads, and providing training.
He spoke from the Oval Office, stressing that the troops will not take a law enforcement role. He said they will assist Border Patrol agents who will remain in the lead of border security. Some members of the Hispanic community are reacting to the president's speech. In Arizona, Maricopa County Board Supervisor Mary Rose Wilcox has mixed reaction.
I was very fearful that he would only talk about Border Patrol, but I'm very, very glad of his total look at it, a holistic approach.
Bush urged Congress to provide the money to pay for 6,000 more Border Patrol agents by the end of 2008. Thousands of people in three New England states have been evacuated to escape flooding caused by the heaviest rains in 10 years. The governors of Massachusetts, Maine, and New Hampshire have each declared a state of emergency. More than a foot of rain has fallen in some places since last Friday, sending streams and rivers over their banks and threatening some dams. The region is expected to get as much as 3 more inches of rain in the next day or so from a storm moving in from the Great Lakes region. There have been no injuries or power outages reported. Alligators are thought to have killed 3 people in Florida during the past week, but state wildlife officials say the rash of gator deaths is no reason to hit the panic button. Willie Puz at the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says they've seen a spike in gator complaint calls.
We've seen an increase in calls to our nuisance alligator hotline. People afraid, and we don't want people to be afraid. We want people to be aware.
Scientists say alligators are more active this time of year because it is mating season. New York City Councilman Peter Vallone Jr. says he's serious about a plan to have New York City secede from the state of New York to become the nation's 51st state. Vallone claims the Empire State is a drag on New York City's financial health. He says the Big Apple gets little in return for the $3.5 billion in taxes it sends to Albany annually. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. While we are diverted by Karl Rove's new wedge issue, the Dirty, Rotten, Nasty Immigrants, the Washington Post reported today that proposed budget cuts by these neo-fascists will cripple, and that's newspaper talk for end, a nationwide system of environmental protection agency libraries that researchers and others depend on for hard-to-find technical information. Now, this is a $2 million project. $2 million, that is lunch money to cyborgs like Dick Cheney. But this $2 million cut sought by the White House will reduce the 35-year-old EPA library network's budget by 80% and force many of the 10 regional libraries to close. In turn, this is going to dramatically reduce access to certain EPA reports. EPA guidance and technical documents that are used by the agency's scientific and enforcement staff, as well as private businesses and private citizens. It's all going away, these dirty bastards, huh? The Post says the articles provide documentation for enforcement cases, and they help the EPA staff, assuming that the EPA staff gives a damn, helps them track new environmental technologies and helps people ascertain the health risks associated with dangerous chemicals. These libraries are also repositories of scientific information that is used to back up the agency's position on new regulations and environmental reports. They also contain data that are tapped by everyone from developers to airports to state and local officials. The libraries also contain collections that include hard-to-find copies of documents on federal Superfund hazardous waste sites, water quality data, and the health of regional ecosystems. It's all going away, truth seeker. These dirty sons of bitches, these filthy bush pigs, take the information away. Don't let the public, don't even let local government entities understand what sort of poison they're dealing with, how the environment is being changed and polluted and made toxic and sick. Jeff Rutsch, I believe it's Rutsch, Executive Director of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, says the public has a lot of stake in the future of these libraries. He says, quote, "We view this as another example of the Bush administration marginalizing EPA research so that the agency scientists and other specialists can't do their jobs. And then in the absence of this information, plans by industries and others that have environmental implications go forward." Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? They're destroying my country, the physical side of my country, the emotional side of my country, the ethical side of my country. I hate these people. This is the part where I say, gee, how much longer are we going to put up with this? Right? Back to your phone calls. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hey, Marge.
How nice of you to come on after that little bit. Did you see 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago about someplace in the state of Washington, I think it was Hansford or something, where they made some kind of nuclear weapons?
Yeah.
And it it is infiltrating the water table and slowly reaching a major river, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the river, that provides water for a good portion of the state.
I didn't see that.
Surprise, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, I didn't see that particular segment, Marge. But, you know, we have a situation right here in Georgia, the Savannah River nuclear plant. They used to call it back in the Cold War the bomb factory. This is where a lot of nuclear triggers were produced.
Yeah.
And the
a similar kind of a situation
that
they were talking about, but this was in Washington State. I want to say Hansford. It's a couple weeks ago, and I don't remember exactly.
Something
similar to that.
Right.
But, I mean, these bastards, they don't give a damn. Was it last Sunday morning? I have the radio on at all hours of the day and night, and there's something that's on the radio station that I listen to for hunters and fishermen. And they're talking, they're a little bit concerned, but they seem so soft-spoken, so I don't know, they're going to have to take their rifles and head down to Washington and go hunting with Cheney or something.
Mm.
But public lands are being opened up for exploration. And I'm not talking Anwar. I'm talking about New Mexico, Wyoming, all these places, and they're going to build in roads and then stick exploration drills and all this other crap, and they're just going to foul up the landscape. I got to be careful. I'm going to say something I don't want to.
Yeah, don't do that.
And, I mean, they're just like a damn army of termites. They're into everything, and they're nibbling, 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 nibbling. And, you know, you turn over a rock or a board, and they're everywhere.
Yeah, I know. And you know what is really ironic and almost makes me want to sardonically laugh is the fact that so many hunters and wildlife lovers and fishermen and people that like to use the outdoors, especially in the South and the Southwest, were very much in support of Republicans and the Bush crime family for some godforsaken reason. As though Democrats have ever tried to all Democrats have tried to do was increase the amount of land held in trust for future generations. So it's almost like I wish there was some way I could reach all these people who said, Republicans will make sure that the natural habitat is protected, and just say to them, you dumb freaks, you dumb idiots. So many people tried to tell you, now. Here they are. Now it's hitting them. Organization
They've
after
been
organization.
Screaming at, you know what these people saying that they're tree freaks.
Tree huggers. Yeah.
The tree huggers and they want to protect the owls and damn. If we can't coexist with the animals on this planet, how much longer are we going to be able to exist?
We ought to be able to coexist with them long enough for the hunters to shoot them, you'd think.
Oh, man. Speaking of things, you know, I should change the subject just a tad here.
Sure.
I couldn't get in last week. Did you happen to see all this thing about phone tracing and all the rest of it and leaked out of the White House? Did you see this guy? I think he was a trash collector, a garbage man or something in Washington, that found Bush's a daily schedule on the street?
Yeah, we talked about that. An astute Al-Qaeda terrorist, and they're lurking everywhere. Look out, Marge. There's probably one in your bedroom. could have found that and tracked Bush down and zinged him. But the crack White House security detail, for some reason, that didn't happen. It was found by a garbage man instead.
The poor man was afraid to, you know, turn it into the local gendarme.
Well, do you blame him?
As Al-Qaeda or something, so he called the local media. And speaking of the local media, when we're talking about all the phone, whatever, what's the guy's name with ABC? I heard this afternoon that he's making a report that some of these phone traces and whatnot, they're backing him up to see if any possible whistleblower somewhere is, in contact with the media.
Yeah, I wish you could get this program, Marge, because we talked about that during the first hour.
Oh, yeah,
Brian Ross at ABC News is the one who has put that out there on a blog site. ABC's phones are being, I don't know if tapped is the right word, but monitored because, and the Washington Post and the New York Times, and God knows who all, because the Bush crime family doesn't want its criminality.
They're talking about Negroponte.
Who's talking about Negroponte?
Well, you know, and Hayden running the whatever they're calling his phone business. But it helped my aging memory. Wasn't it Poindexter that wanted to come out with a, what was it, total information?
It was. And this is the bastard stepchild of it. Marge, I got to leave you there. Thanks for checking in, dear heart.
Okay.
We'll talk to you again. Take care.
How much is it all worth? It's getting harder to understand it. Things are tough all over on Earth.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Who was the first automaker to introduce factory-installed safety belts and roll stability control? First to introduce emergency trunk releases and offer head and chest side airbags? And who is working on future safety innovations like lane departure warning and blind spot alert systems? It's Ford Motor Company. Ford engineers are working to help protect children, keep families safer, and save lives. Ford, driving American innovation.
2 years ago, I had a heart attack, right here in our restaurant. If it weren't for Bayer aspirin and some quick thinking on my son's part, who knows? To me, Bayer's an amazing thing. I mean, just think about it. The same Bayer aspirin my son takes for his backaches and my daughter for headaches helped save my life. Bayer's an important part of this family. Always will be. It truly is a wonder drug.
Genuine Bayer aspirin, working wonders every day. Aspirin taken as directed by a doctor during a suspected heart attack. Use as directed.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
We were young together. We were on the ball. We did not believe in the writing on the wall. We did our best work in the dark. We did our thinking on the run.
22 past the hour. Phone number here again is 866-303-2270. Harry is calling from Oregon. Harry, welcome to Oregon. I'm sorry, I mispronounced it again. Welcome to the program, Harry.
No deal. How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going okay.
All right. Have I told you how much I hate these bozos?
I think you just did.
All right, good. Now we got that straight. Yeah, I've been threatening to call you for a while and tell you hopefully something uplifting here. I used to live in Sac. I know you visited there.
Right.
I visited there as well. You know, they got this app about this, you know, the immigrants and stuff, you know, and I'm a construction guy and I worked literally in hundreds, you know, if not thousands of houses there.
Right.
And a lot of them were immigrants, you know. I mean, dead gum, these immigrants. They're just horrible people, you know. And you know what? I never felt so much acceptance and compassion. I mean, they fed me, you know, sodas, you know, whatever. They, you know, I tried to learn some of their language and stuff, and, you know, we learned from each other, and, you know, dead gummit, you know. It was, I got to visit the whole world, you know, almost literally right there in the Sacramento area.
Right.
So I just, you know, I just want to tell everybody, you know, if they're buying into, you know, these knuckleheads garbage, let that go, because, you know, we're all immigrants here, and, you know, we all need each other. You know, we're all going to kill each other, or we're going to have to learn to get along.
Well, I hear you, and honestly, I think that most people who understand this issue, I mean, really understand it, would probably feel about the same as you do, Harry. Sure, I believe that as long as we have these artificially produced entities called nation states, that I guess we do need to have some sort of border border control or border protection or border something, I guess. I mean, I don't know. By the same token, the argument that these folks are taking American jobs, I just don't think that that is true. I think if American jobs were paying what jobs should pay, then there wouldn't be any out there for people to take. You know, we've gone over that point so many times. So, all right, Harry, thanks for checking in, pal. I do appreciate what you had to say. Okay.
Take care.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Janice is calling from Southgate, Michigan. Hey, Janice, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Fine.
Good. So, one thing I wanted to talk to you about was this indictment of Rove.
Yeah?
I really believe you're right that he's already been indicted.
Mm-hmm.
But why then is Fitzgerald so quiet? I mean, he rolled out the big production number when Scooter got it. Why didn't he do it when Rove got it? I mean, how can Rove be, you know, exonerated so freely from the public disgrace?
Well, not exonerated. I would imagine that if there is a rational explanation as to why this has not been made public yet, is a couple of things. First of all, I think mainstream media will pretty much still do what is necessary to cover for the Bush crime family. That may be B. A would probably be the absolute necessity to work behind the scenes in Fitzgerald's mind to make sure that when this news does come out, that there's not some sort of collapse in I don't know, in the government. I have no idea. We have to keep one thing in mind. Fitzgerald is a Republican. I'm not saying that is coloring his work here. I would hope it's not, because he also seems to, you know, he just sent George Ryan, the the former governor of Illinois, who's a Republican, to prison for God knows how many years. So
right.
I don't think that Fitzgerald's political affiliation, I would hope not, necessarily plays into this. The first Iran-Contra prosecutor was a Republican until he was fired, and they brought in some sneaky bastard that set up the pardons. So the only thing I can think of is that...
Mark.
No, his name was Walsh, Lawrence Walsh.
Oh, that's... Yeah,
he was,
that's
he,
right.
He was a, Bork was an evil man.
Oh,
so that's all I can... That's all I can come up with. I wish I knew, Janice, but... the indictments have got to be made public pretty soon. They're a matter of public record once they're made. So we'll have to see what happens. Janice, thanks for checking in.
You bet, Mike.
I appreciate you called. Take care, sweetheart. Sweetheart? Well, I say that sometimes. Don't be offended. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
He's in the jailhouse now.
In the jailhouse now.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Hey, True Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021 or visit their website, ffrf.org.
to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you I need. I'm just a line.
It's about 26 before the hour. Susan is calling from Atlanta. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Susan.
A big fan of your program.
Thank
actually.
You.
You're welcome. First, one quick thing, and then I want to talk to you about the screening of the film in Inconvenient Truth with Al Gore.
Okay.
So the one quick thing is you had a caller a while ago talking about AOL censoring emails.
Uh-huh.
And I know what she was talking about. I am a member of MoveOn.org, and they, along with a lot of other progressive groups, had a campaign called Dear AOL campaign,
uh-huh. Right.
Protesting the email tax that AOL was proposing for large groups on the Internet, that they'd have to pay a tax for all these emails that they sent out, and that would be a huge blow to Internet organizing, so that's mm-hmm. a big problem. MoveOn sent me an email saying, test this out. Try sending an email to an AOL customer that has the Dear AOL campaign in the subject line or even in the body of the message.
Uh-huh.
And so I did that with my dad. And the email came back saying it was undeliverable, even though this has been his email address for years with
right.
AOL.
Right.
And then I immediately sent him another email that says, hey, Dad, love you, can't wait to see you again. And that went through fine.
Oh, my.
And this, I'm not kidding. This is completely true.
Well, I believe you. AOL Time Warner is very much a part of the Bush crime family. I still use AOL. I get emails all the time from people who say I'm out of my mind. I'm a traitor to the cause because I still use AOL. And I agree. I am. I'm
it's
out
a
of
true
my
story.
Mind.
That really happened.
Yeah. Well, I believe you.
And that brings us to Ted Turner, who I saw tonight because he was at the special screening of Al Gore's new film, An Inconvenient Truth. And this was a special screening in Atlanta in the Atlantic Station Regal Cinema Theater.
Uh-huh.
And Ted Turner was there, Sean Penn was there, Al Gore was there in person at the end of the film to talk to the audience, and Tipper actually was there too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very powerful film, and it really... it really, you know, you can't watch the film without thinking, I can't believe what we've allowed to let happen
mm-hmm.
in terms of the election going the way it did in 2000 and everything else that set into motion. And what a true public servant Al Gore has tried to be, you know, throughout his career. Not that he is without flaws, you know, no politician really is, but, I mean, you watch this film and you think about what kind of president he would have been versus the felon in mm-hmm. chief that we have now. It's just, it's really heartbreaking to think about, you know,
well,
and it's a very important film.
Is the movie in general release now? This is one that was shown at Tribeca Film Festival, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's actually opening on June 9th, and he made a great plea that we really, you know, spread the word, which is part of why I wanted to call into your program tonight, that we spread the word that it is, in fact, a very good film, and it's about global warming and about the situation we've put ourselves in now, the trajectory of it, the implications, the consequences.
Well, I've heard it's a pretty scary film.
It is pretty scary, but on the other, you know, he does a good job, though, you know, laying out the situation and laying out the consequences of global warming and how we're already starting to experience them with hurricanes like Katrina and so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
but also that it's not too late to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we really can't act quickly to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and that will that we still have a small window of opportunity to avert total and complete disaster. And so... there was a plea made that we try and make this film opening as big as it can possibly be so that the film can hang around in theaters as long as possible. So
right.
It opens on June 9th, and everyone really should go and see it. And the coolest thing about it is it's an intimate portrait of Al Gore, too,
mm-hmm.
Juxtaposed with this slideshow about global warming that he's done like 1,000 times all over the world.
Right.
You know, and he's been to Antarctica, and he's been to the South Pole, or to the North Pole, and... you know, he's been all over the world, you know, and he's talked to, you know, people all over the world about
this issue. And so it juxtaposes him really laying everything out in the slideshow that he does all over the world. And, you know, background and biography and this really human portrait of this man who was in 2000, you know, characterized as so stiff and so, you know, not, you know, didn't have that common touch. The ridiculous contention that Bush had this common touch, you know, the kind of guy you want to have a beer with. He's the kind of guy you want to just, anyway, I'm not going to finish that thought.
All right. Well, Susan, thanks for the review, and I'm sure a lot of people will go see it. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you checking in. Thanks for what you had to say. Sandy is calling from Boston. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Mike. I'm so thrilled that you're on in Boston.
So am I. Oh, God, believe me.
Yeah. It's about time. I've had to get you on the computer all the time. And I wanted to call because on Friday you mentioned Patrick Leahy, and then a guy this evening called named Patrick.
Sent me an email. Right.
Yeah, okay. After I heard your program, I decided to look it up because Leahy had been somebody that was kind of somebody I admired, and so I looked up his voting record and the other Democrats, and I found it very interesting. I reviewed the Thomas legislative database, and you can look at all of the bills, and you can look at all of the amendments and everybody's voting record, and you can look at everything 6 ways to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of, I kind of went obsessive compulsive and made a great big chart. and I looked, and so I put like X's on in boxes according to the hot items that I thought were the most important things in the last couple of years, and to see who voted for what, because I really do think we should try to hold people accountable for things.
Right.
And I have to say that Leahy is one of the ones who really voted in the right direction on almost everything that I considered hot.
Mm-hmm.
And what I also discovered, though, and one reason I wanted to call you was that I found that when you looked at the consecutive list of legislation, what people had proposed and then the outcome.
Right.
So it was just like a consecutive list. The Democrats are proposing amendments to legislation that attempts to modify what the Republicans put forward.
Yeah.
And if you look at all of those, they're all excellent. I mean, they're excellent. And every single time they're shot down, every single time. And then you'll see occasionally, even more maddening, that they put forward a piece of legislation. It's shot down. But then if it was good, you'll see a Republican version of pretty much the same thing that's accepted, that's passed.
Yeah, right. This is how the Republicans are able to go to their whores in national media like Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or whoever, and get the story out. Well, the Democrats don't have any ideas. The Democrats don't do anything. The Democrats all they do is sit back on their hindquarters and complain, which is absolutely not true. The Republicans have corrupted the political process to a point that it doesn't even remotely resemble what the give and take of two political or three political parties operating within the political arena are supposed to do. And I hate the lies that they put out there, but you're absolutely right. The Democrats have made attempts through amendments. Because they have no power. They cannot introduce legislation. They cannot propose legislation on their own. They can only jointly co-sponsor something if they're invited to by a Republican.
Well, I'd like to just inject that my mother, who's almost 90, watches C-SPAN all the time, and
uh-huh.
She was just telling me last night that she said, I watch them, and those Democrats, they're all the time trying to say something, and they're trying to get somewhere, and she said, they are always shot down. She said, it's just not fair to say that they aren't trying because they really
are.
But the other thing I wanted to put forward
on this point.
All right,
quickly, I'm running out of time
here,
Sandy.
On this point, I haven't heard anybody suggest this. The fact that the minority party has no power, shouldn't that be something that's dealt with in itself?
Well,
because it seems so unfair, so unwise.
Well, that's true, but there was a time in this country, hell, in my lifetime, when the minority party that really didn't have any power to subpoena, any power to call committee meetings, whatever, introduce legislation, but there was cooperation.
Well, it seems like we have to legislate it so that it can't be up to people being gentlemanly and ladylike and civil, because
we'll never be able to do it with the type of government we have. If what you're suggesting, and I like what you're suggesting, if that were ever to come to fruition, it would have to come as a result of switching from a democratic republic to a parliamentarian system. Where several parties, where coalition governments would be put together, where minority parties would have a voice, and that's just not going to happen in this country. I think we're kind of stuck with what we've got. Sandy,
yeah,
thanks.
Winner take all is no good.
Anyway,
thank you very much.
All
Mike.
Right, thank you, Sandy. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be back after this break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Take my girl. I never voted for Richard Pearl. I don't care what it is, I will step right in it, before I'd vote for Bill Bennett. They'll take over the world if we let them. They'd like to take over the world, I'm not kidding.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, class, let's get back to vocabulary. Who can use the word rich in a sentence? Allison?
I like the rich colors of autumn leaves.
Very good. Kenny?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine rocks!
Okay, Kenny, try another one.
Ovaltine has a rich chocolatey taste. It's rich in nutrition, and it's richer in vitamins and minerals than Nesquik powder.
I get the point, Kenny. You love your Ovaltine, but...
That's rich chocolate Ovaltine, Mrs. McGee.
Got it.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Auric Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
dark, the town is sleeping.
Those who enter the country illegally violate the law.
For weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love.
Thanks for our engineers tonight, Vicky Hipple, and our resident rock star, Jason Isaac, in New York City. Dee Neal, our associate producer there. She answered your phone calls. Senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Ben Birch, White Robe Society. WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bays, our executive producer. Oh, keep that going. I love that song. Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios.
That's it. Is that Patty Page? I forget.
How old do you think I am?
Not as old as I am, that's for damn sure. I think it was Patty Page. Maybe not. Maybe it was somebody else. Oh, never mind. Gina is calling from New Orleans. Gina, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you, Gina?
I'm sorry?
How about you?
What's that?
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I heard earlier in the program you played a clip from a hypocritical bastard president.
Yeah.
Saying that he thinks that the Star Spangled Banner should only be sung in English.
Right, right.
When this jerk spoke Spanish himself just to try to get votes from other Latinos, I think.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Well, just to piss off our right winger bastard friends. I was wondering if it was at all possible if you, at the end of the program, could play the Star Spangled Banner in another language.
I don't think we have it on file here. Kathy might have it someplace, but if she does have it, it's probably in Norwegian or something, and that just doesn't sound, you know, it's hard enough to sing in English, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he doesn't even know English himself.
that's yeah. Well, I think he knows it. He just doesn't use it very much, Gina.
No.
All right. Well, let me look at. We'll look in the dusty, musty archives and see what we got. Gina, thanks for.
And happy Mother's Day to Kathy.
Okay, I'll tell her. Happy Mother's Day, Kathy. Thank you, Gina. I appreciate it. Dick is calling from Ohio. Dick, welcome to the program. Hey, Dick.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, bro?
Oh, I'm doing. Hey, you know who made that song?
Who?
I'm a musician by trade. I play in a Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Was that who it was?
Viacom? Yeah.
That's right. You're absolutely right. It was.
Well,
all right. If we had a prize, I'd give it to you. But we don't have anything on this program except, whatever it is that we're doing. It was Les Paul and Mary Ford, Vaya con Dios. Thank you for that. God, I was going to go crazy trying to figure out who did that.
I just say about the illegal aliens.
Yeah.
Or the immigrant. I say we close the borders.
Yeah.
Don't give them people driver's license. And how in the heck, it's beyond me, do they have such good jobs? I could never understand it, Mike.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'll keep writing. You know, I'll keep the media informed, which I do so well, don't I?
Yes, you do. You certainly do.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Dick.
Bye-bye.
All right, you take care now. Les Paul and Mary Ford. That's right. David is calling from Louisiana. Hey, David.
Hey, Mike. Enjoyed the show.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I think, personally, I think the immigration issue's made up in a lot of ways just for
sure.
The election.
Political gain.
Right. And one person that's noticeably absent that we never hear anything from is Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, about this issue.
Right.
And the reason, I believe, is because without the illegal immigrants, it would take about 2 years to get a roof on your house instead of one right now in southern Mississippi.
That's true.
I mean, it's a fact. And I live down in that area, and I'm just so grateful they're here helping. And my solutions are diametrically opposed, but if it is a problem, the first solution, I would do nothing. The second solution is make it easier, a more streamlined process to become an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're coming up with rational solutions to this situation. And as you know, the Bush crime family doesn't want anything that's rational. If you want more proof of that, take a look at their Medicare prescription drug plan. Totally irrational. So I hear you, David. But you're using good common sense and trying to find a solution. That's not what the Bush crime family is about.
I would really like it if someone could corner Haley Barbour and ask him what he thinks about it. I think it'd be.
Well, I'll ask. We've got a good guy down there, Herb in Mississippi, who probably has could call Haley Barbour up and ask him just directly. So
you know, for a former high-ranking member of the Republican Party, he said nothing, and I find that very interesting.
Well, he's just a big old pig who eats at the Republican trough. He wants he's going to make millions off of the Reconstruction in Mississippi. Most of it will come from the gambling casinos. And of course, remember that Haley Barbour is a good Christian man. But that's all right. These are gambling casinos, and they need jobs down there, so it's okay. David, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. We got a boogie. We're just about out of here. Can you play a little more of a Vaya con Dios? You can't? No. Can we go out with Vaya con Dios tonight? We can't? Damn, we can't do anything on this program. I have a Nazi for a producer here. We can't do Vaya con Dios? Okay, Kathy. I'm the executive producer. If you don't give me more than 8 seconds, I ain't going to do anything. All right. Okay. No, that's cool. It's cool. Now, the program's almost over, so we get to be husband and wife again. Ah! All right, everybody, thanks for participating tonight. However you did that, I do appreciate it. I really, really do. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. Watch your back. Watch your phone bills. Jesus, watch everything. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.